Good morning. First, I do want to thank everybody in our church and also from other churches around the state that supported the Sakahatchee with their money and prayers and everything. We really appreciate that. And the other, there are two youth that are not in our program but are from the Greenwood area that are with us today, Matt and Justin, who helped also. So when you see them, please welcome them and give them a thanks. When you go on these trips, or me, I always get real anxious right toward the last week, right before, and I'm wondering why I'm doing this and what I'm going to, I know what I'm, you know what you're going to end up with if you've been on one of these, and it's the heat and everything, and you're going, why am I doing this? And right before I went, there was a devotion that came across my computer and at work, and I read it, and I want to just tell you part of it, because Jessica said I had to make this shorter than what I did this morning, so... the title of it was, Why Should We Help the Poor? And basically, to boil it down, it's because we're blessed. But the passage in that really helped me through the week, that I kept it on my phone and would read it off and on, comes from Psalm 41, 1 through 3, and then there's another verse in there too. But it says, Oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. The Lord rescues them in times of trouble. The Lord protects them and keeps them safe. He gives them prosperity and rescues them from their enemies. The Lord nurses them when they are sick and eases their pain and discomfort. And that verse really was a helping verse for me, because when you go to Sakahatchee, it is not easy. The weather is hot. There are gnats. There are bugs. It's dirty. You're hot and sweaty. You don't know whether it's going to rain on you. You don't know what you're going to run into in your house that you're working on, because they're old houses. They're falling apart. They need roofs. They need new flooring. They need new wiring, whatever it may be. So this kind of hit home with me when it said, the Lord will rescue them in times of trouble, and the Lord protects them and keeps them safe. And that's exactly what God did for us in working in these houses. There were times when we didn't know we were going to be getting through. We didn't know how we were going to finish these houses. It's a lot of work on these things. But the Lord comes through, and it's amazing. It's amazing how He does that to us. He gives them prosperity and rescues them from their enemies. Now, the prosperity is not we're going to have a lot of money or, material things. The prosperity came from the joy and stuff that we get. And the other part of that is just things did happen. Like I said, when we needed certain things, we needed a bunch of gravel for a dry well we were digging for gray water. And for 3 days, we looked in Bamberg to try to find some, and you could only buy 40 tons of it at a time. And the lady at the house we were working for says, well, if I'd known that, she says, my son down the road has a bunch of gravel down there. It just shows up, and it's an amazing thing to see that. And then the Lord nurses when they are sick and eases their pain and discomfort. Fortunately, we didn't have any major injuries, but there was some discomfort, and there were a few small injuries and all. And some that could have been a little worse, where we may have had to send somebody to the doctor, but amazingly, within a day or so, the person's eye was in better shape, and their leg where they hit it with a board was better shape. And I don't think anybody in that 60 people or so that were there got any major injuries at all. God looked over us during this whole time, and when you get hot and just uncomfortable and all. So it's just amazing what you see there. It says, God will rescue the poor when they cry to Him, and He will help the oppressed who have no one to defend them. And why? For their lives are precious to Him. I could tell you a lot of things about our house, and I'm going to let our youth talk because I don't want to take up the time that I did this time. But the other thing, and the reason I go back to this every year, it's hard work. It's a lot of hard things, but it's the friendships you develop, the relationships that we talk about with the youth that go and the people that come from all over the state, but mostly with the families that you work with. And the thing is, if you go on these things, you're going to see miracles. I promise you, you will see miracles when you go these trips. They may be small, and they may be very large, but you're going to see miracles. And if you don't believe in them, then I'm going to challenge you to go to Sakahatchee or any other mission trip similar to that, because there are miracles and they still happen in this world. You just ask and know that God's going to be there for you. So I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to say a whole lot about our house. We did a lot of electrical work. We did floor replacement. We gave this lady light switches that she didn't have in her house. She had four receptacles. We wired that whole house with new receptacles and lighting. And the youth on that on our site were just absolutely wonderful, worked hard. And that in itself, just seeing them pull together, no arguing, nothing where they did not get along or anything. That in itself is a miracle. By the end of the week, everybody's so tired. You do start to get grumpy, but it didn't happen this time. And I do thank Matt and Justin and others that were on our site. We had a wonderful time, and it was truly a miracle.
I'm Grant McDonald, and this is my first year at Salkehatchee. Well, the house I picked, the first time I went in there, you know, I walked in there, and it's like you hit this barrier of smell. It just smelled horrible in there. And the house was really, like, really old, and there was a bunch of holes in the wall, the bathroom. The drywall in the bathroom was all messed up. There was no shower head, nothing like that. And our homeowner was this big woman who she couldn't really walk around. She had this little go-kart that she had to drive around in. And basically, she couldn't even take a bath in her bathtub because her bathtub was so small. And her back porch was really weak. She couldn't even really walk on it. Because when I walked on it, I mean, I thought it was going to cave in under me. And she weighed at least twice as much as me. I don't know how it never caved in on her. And the whole time we were working on the house, nobody really said anything to us. You know, the homeowner and this guy that she stayed with, they just kind of stood in the back room, watched TV, never really talked to us. And then yesterday, the last day we were there, we all toured the different houses. And while everybody was out at site one, me and a couple people from our site went ahead to our site two. And we looked for the homeowner and couldn't find her in the bathroom we redid, in the kitchen we redid. Couldn't find her anywhere. And we walked out to the back of the house. She was out there in her backyard. And we never really talked to her. The first time we talked to her was the last day we were there. And she asked us where we were from, a bunch of questions like that. And we asked her how she liked her new house. And she said that she's never, ever, like 8 years she's been there, she's never sat in her backyard. And she's out there because it's just so beautiful. All the work we did, the back porch we completely rebuilt, all of it was just so wonderful that she had to sit in her backyard to watch it all. And that really touched me because, I mean, the whole time I never really thought I made a difference. Until the very last time when she didn't even mean to really say thank you right then, but without knowing it, she really did. And it really made me feel great.
Hi, my name's Josie. I went to the West Metro camp in Casey. Compared to Bamberg, West Metro is like really small. They had about 40 people and there were only 3 sites. And on our site there were 12 people. We ended up, all of us that went, the 4 of us, it was me, Jessica, Colby, and Nick. We all ended up on the same site and we were working on Miss Tucker, we were working on her trailer. She had an 11-year-old son, or grandson, that at the beginning, we didn't think he was going to be much of a help, but he ended up being a real big help. And but there were a lot of holes in her trailer, like in the walls, she'd stuff grocery bags in them, and she put duct tape over them. And we ended up finding a back bedroom, and it was Kendrick's room, and he had painted it, but he painted around the furniture and not behind it. So we repainted it, and we put new floor in there, and we took out her kitchen counter, and we put new one in there, and then we put some linoleum in there, and we gave her two new decks, one on each side of her house. And Kendrick still will get in touch with us. He'll message us on Facebook. And I think with a smaller group from Main Street, we got closer together, and we got closer to the people there, because there were just the four of us, and we kind of had to branch out together. So I'm really excited. I'm really ready to go back. And while we were there, there was a neighbor of Miss Tucker's, and she was moving, and she had this puppy. She couldn't take the puppy with her. And so that day, I got a new puppy. And we named her Faith, because that was our word of the day that day. So I'm done now.
Hi, I'm Amelia. I went to the Bamberg Sagahatchee camp for the third time this year. Just got back, actually, so I'm still kind of tired. I apologize. I also apologize for rambling because I don't have anything written down. But this year was really different for me. I mean, I knew it was going to be different because we had half of our youth go to a different camp, and so that in itself wasn't going to be the same. But the first day we got there, you know, we chose our site or which one we would like to work on, and then we were assigned to our site. Well, I got my top choice, and I admit I did choose it because there was no painting to do. But we did end up painting the whole house. The whole outside of the house turned from yellow to blue. And our homeowner, we actually got really close to her. It was my first year actually getting to know the homeowner. Before, we had just spoken a few words to her or him and never really got to know her. But this year, Miss Virginia Bannister, the homeowner of the house that we worked on, she helped out with everything. She, whenever we were scraping windows, she came and helped scrape the windows. She painted the windows. She helped do touch-up paint and around the cinder blocks at the bottom of the house. She helped with that, and it was really incredible because we got to know her, and we built such a relationship with her, and it was really incredible to see that happen. We had a lot of work to do on the house. Her bathtub was sunken down about 3 inches, and the wall next to it was the washer and dryer, and her dryer didn't work, and her washer had sunk down about 3 inches too. The whole floor was just sinking in and collapsing. And she told us, she said, "I'm afraid to take a bath for fear that the tub might fall in." And the whole back of the house, you know, we didn't think too much was wrong with it. There were some boards rotting on the siding, and we ended up pulling the whole back of the house off from the termite damage. The whole back wall was eaten completely, and so we managed to replace all that by the last day, thankfully. We were kind of pressed for time. We replaced her bathtub floor. Like, we jacked it back up and managed to fix the floor. And while we were working on the floor, I noticed Miss Virginia, she went into the pantry to get something. And instead of pulling the door out, like most people do, something we usually take for granted, or sliding it to the side, she actually had to pick the door up and move it instead of just swinging it. And it really amazed me because that's, you know, that's something we all take for granted. You know, okay, I'm going to go to the pantry. I'm going to open the door. And she actually had to pick it up and take it off just to get there. And so we also replace that for her. And at the end of the week, I asked her, I said, Miss Virginia, what's your favorite part of the house? You know, we gave her a new floor. We replaced her lights. We got her lights working. We gave her air conditioning. We painted her house. We replaced the back of the house. And she looked at me and she said, everything. Not just one thing. It wasn't just the air conditioning for her. It wasn't just one small thing that we did. Nothing was being overlooked by her. She loved everything that we did. And it was just really incredible because, you know, it's just all those things that we overlook day by day. She didn't have those things, and at the end of the week, she did. And it was just really incredible to see all that happen, so.
Good morning. My name is Colby Tharp, and I went on the West Metro camp. This is my fifth Salkehatchie, but it was my first one at the West Metro. And what I'm going to talk about is change for me. As you all know, probably, Salkehatchie isn't just a trip or a retreat. It's an experience that one intakes. And each year you go, you learn something different. God enlightens you to something new. God wanted me to experience something different, so he took me to Casey, to West Metro, instead of back to Bamberg. Some different things about our camp this year was they had a bunch of different traditions that I'm not used to. We went to a baseball game, we went golfing, and I'm just not used to all the people. There's new people. We were kind of timid the first day about meeting new people, but I guess we had to because we're staying with them for a week. But there was approximately 40 people there at our camp when I'm used to 90 at Bamberg, so it was a lot different. But another big thing that was different for me was they had a word of the day at the Casey camp, the West Metro camp. Some of the words were love, believe, faith, hope, and trust. And each day, whenever you got the word, we picked a word out of a bag, and each day, each word meant was perfect for that day, because that's what the word pulled us through that day, and it just helped us out a lot with that, I think. And but to sum up the previous years at Bamberg, I know I'm going back and forth, but at Bamberg, to sum up the previous years, I want to share with you a verse. It's Romans 10:13-15. It reads, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one who they have never heard? And how are they to hear it without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. That touches me with my Bamberg camp because the sites that we went on at Bamberg, the homeowners weren't really religious. They didn't go to church much, and they just signed up to get their house repaired. But at this camp in West Metro, our homeowner, Miss Tucker, she was religious. She had faith. She believed in God. But I was still confused by why her house wasn't kept up, because a lot of people just go on with their life, I guess. But as the week went by, I learned that it wasn't that she didn't keep up her house, but she couldn't with her age and all. But it's just, I guess, it enlightened me that it's not just people who don't have faith that need help, but people who have faith also need help also. But one of the songs we learned at camp, we did it in the early service. It's called Meet With Me, and the lyrics go with my Salkehatchie this year. They say, come and meet with me. Wait, what? What's that right?
I'm here to meet with you.
I'm here to meet with you. Come and meet with me. And I think that is what Miss Tucker was thinking in her head. She's here. She wants to be with God, but she needs help, so she wants God to come to her. And the lyrics say, I'm here, meet with me, come and meet with me. I'm here to find you, reveal yourself to me. That's what the lyrics say. So I feel like that's what Miss Tucker was thinking. I feel that our camp, our site, came to her and revealed God to her. We were the face of God, and I thought that's what I learned this week at camp. And just that we came and helped her, even that, like, because she needed help, and we were God to her, I believe. Thank you.